This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban fighters appear to be expanding their control of parts of Afghanistan. They claim to have seized control of a province and also took credit for the assassination of a key Afghan government official. A Taliban spokesman on Friday announced on social media that the Taliban had defeated government forces in Afghanistan's southwestern Nimroz province and taken control of the capital. Pro-Taliban social media accounts show pictures and videos of militants in front of government buildings. Some reports by local journalists suggested the city fell without a fight, though Afghan government officials said that was not true. The deputy provincial governor told VOA that forces from the National Directorate of Security fought the Taliban for an hour before the Taliban took control. In a second blow to the Afghan government, Taliban officials on Friday claimed responsibility for the assassination of the head of the government's media and information center in a high-security zone in Kabul. The assassination quickly drew condemnation from U.S. officials. A regional official in Ethiopia says Amhara forces will launch an offensive on Saturday against Tigray forces, who've entered the region and taken control of a town hosting a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In response, a spokesman for resurgent Tigray forces in Ethiopia told AP, quote, "We'll extend a warm welcome." An offensive would go against the unilateral ceasefire that Ethiopia's federal government declared in June as its soldiers retreated from Tigray. The Tigray spokesman said Tigray forces have crossed into Amhara in an attempt to break the blockade Ethiopia's government has imposed on Tigray. VOA News. A New Jersey gym owner and a Washington State man have become the first people charged in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol building to plead guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer during the riot. The pair of plea deals with federal prosecutors could be a benchmark for dozens of other cases. An attorney for former mixed martial arts fighter Scott Fairlam says prosecutors are seeking a sentencing guideline range of about 3.5 to 4.25 years in prison. Later on Friday, the same judge in Washington, D.C. ordered Devlin Thompson to be jailed in Seattle after he pleaded guilty to assaulting a police officer with a baton. A man alleged to have wounded 10 people in a knife attack in Tokyo reportedly told police he wanted to kill happy women. The attack happened on Friday evening on a commuter train in the western part of the city. One victim, a female university student, was seriously wounded, while the rest suffered less severe injuries. A 36-year-old man was arrested in another area of Tokyo following the stabbings. According to Japanese media, the suspect told police he became incensed when he saw women who looked happy. When asked about the media reports on Saturday, a police spokesman told Reuters news agency they had nothing further to share on the details of the case. The White House reported Friday that the United States has now officially fully vaccinated half its population, thanks to a surge in vaccinations during the past week. And U.S. Olympic swimmer Simone Manuel has tweeted a message about mental health. She says athletes should not have to give media interviews immediately after a loss, calling such interviews mentally and emotionally exhausting. Manuel said athletes risk being labeled sore losers if they refuse to talk to the media after a defeat, but they were often in no mental state to do so. Manuel's competitions at the Tokyo Olympics were disappointing. After winning 2 gold and 2 silver medals at the 2016 Olympics in Rio, she won just a bronze medal in Tokyo. Manuel revealed at the U.S. Olympic trials in June that she battled heart rate spikes, insomnia, depression, anxiety, and fatigue. Her comments come after American gymnast Simone Biles withdrew from several gymnastic events she had been expected to win, citing mental health concerns. And Japanese tennis player Naomi Osaka pulled out of this year's French Open after refusing to meet mandatory media commitments, claiming they were detrimental to her mental health. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. We'll be right back.